Many animals, including us, are being shaken up by climate warming. Maybe they're losing habitat or their food supply is changing. But some reactions are pretty unexpected. A paper in this week's Nature investigates a curious case of a lizard that switches its sex in the heat. Here's Marion Turner with more.
The central bearded dragon is a gorgeous little lizard found in the Australian outback. It has spiky scales, orange eyes, and a fantastic throat that it puffs out to scare off predators. But for the scientists who study it, it has one even more colourful feature: the way it determines whether its babies are male or female. Most species have sex chromosomes. Others let temperature dictate the sex of offspring. But the bearded dragon does both. I spoke with Claire Hollerley from the University of Canberra, who's been studying these lizards in the wild. First, she explained how there's quite a bit more to sex determination than just chromosomes.
Yeah, so mammals do it using sex chromosomes, and that's obviously what we're kind of most familiar with being humans, and that's the way we do it. But there are lots of other animals, a lot of reptiles, for example, that actually use temperature to determine whether or not you're a boy or a girl. People are kind of familiar, often with turtles, for example, are a really good example of that. So the temperature that the eggs are at in the nest will determine whether or not you're male or female.
You've been studying a very attractive Australian lizard that we've got on our cover this week. Why did you choose to study this particular lizard species?
So the central bearded dragon is a fantastic model. He's definitely one of our favourite creatures. And that's primarily because what they do with their sex determination, it's really fascinating and really complex because they're kind of sitting in between what we do as humans using sex chromosomes and what the turtles might be doing with temperature. And they actually do a bit of both.
So you already knew about these lizards from the lab. In this study, you wanted to go out and check what they were doing in the wild. Your team went out into the outback and you looked for these lizards over an area about the size of France. How did you find them?
Well, they're actually quite cooperative, so they like to display. So really the best way of sampling these lizards is you drive down roads, on a warm, sunny day, and they sit on fence posts. And you can then easily capture them. So they're actually quite agreeable to finding them.
Brilliant. And so once you captured them, what did you look for in these lizards?
So really what we did is once we captured them, the first thing we wanted to do is find out whether or not they were chromosomal males or chromosomal females and whether or not that was the same as what they were actually physically doing. So one of the major findings in this paper is the first time that we've actually identified sex-reversed animals in the wild. So what that actually means is that basically there are females that we captured that have the sex chromosomes of boys. So they're actually he-she's.
So they're anatomically female? Do they have female genitalia?
So they're anatomically female. They look, act, and reproduce just like a normal female, but their sex chromosomes are male.
And then I think you translated that into some laboratory studies as well, is that right?
Yeah, so we took them back to the lab and we wanted to find out what happens when these he-she animals, these sex-reversed animals, reproduce. So what we did is we took them into the lab and we mated them with regular males, and then we wanted to see what happened to their offspring at different temperatures. And so what we showed in the paper is that if you have these he-she animals, they reproduce, lay eggs. If you incubate their eggs at low temperatures, then they all come out male. And if you incubate them at high temperatures, then all of the offspring will be female.
Is there some sort of evolutionary advantage to this switch?
So, again, that's a really big question, and we've got some preliminary data to suggest that that might actually be the case. So the sex-reversed females, when we were mating them in the lab, actually produced more eggs, almost twice as many eggs as normal non-reversed females. So this is kind of a really interesting and exciting result, because basically it means the best females are actually male.
That's spinning my head out.
It's very bizarre, yeah.
So basically what you're saying is once there's been an event of sex reversal, then the chromosomes don't matter anymore. It's the temperature that the eggs are being incubated at after that.
Yeah, so it really looks like that's the case. And so you kind of have to sort of put this in the context with what's happening with our environment at the moment. So like if we get more frequent, really, you know, high extreme temperature summers, which could well, you know, be something happening in the future, then you're going to get this situation where you are triggering a transition in the wild more frequently. So basically, extreme weather events could be triggering fundamental changes in both the biology and the genome of these organisms in the wild as a response to a change in the climate.
With climate change, you could end up with a lizard population where there just aren't any males around.
So absolutely. This is one of the big concerns is that, yeah, as temperatures, if, you know, we get an increase in the frequency of really high temperature events, the population is going to become more and more female biased. And basically there's kind of this mechanism that's going to push them towards a more and more female biased population, and it could well impact on their survivorship as a species.
That was Claire Hollerley speaking with Marion Turner.